Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, my next guests have been described as ridiculously talented by their fellow Bray resident, Hosier. And two of the trio that make up the beautiful voices of Wyvern Lingo are going to join me shortly. But first, let's have a listen to a special version of their recent single that they've recorded for our show. Here's Rapture. Beautiful version there of their single Rapture, recorded for us in Karen Callie and Saoirse Duan from Wyvern Lingo. Join me now. Morning to you both.
Morning, Miriam. How are you?
Listen, it's a great track, and you managed to record a really lovely video to accompany it in between lockdowns, didn't you, while you were both working in Berlin?
We did. Yeah. We've been very lucky, you know. We tried to move to Berlin this time last year, which was probably the worst time to try and move countries in history. But we've been lucky, like we've been able to sort of have a few months here and a few months there at a time. And we did get to do a really nice video just before all the lockdowns hit again. all over Berlin. It was really nice.
And remind people, I mean, you know each other a long time, don't you? Growing up, I suppose, in Bray.
We've been friends. Oh, you go, Serge.
We've been friends since school days. Like, myself and Karen went to primary school together, so we've known each other a really long time.
You have this really, as even someone's just texted today, this beautiful vocal harmony. Where did that come from? I mean, are you influenced a lot by 60s and 70s music?
Totally. Like, I mean, Sarah should probably say the same, but we all have quite musical families. Like, our siblings and all play music together, and like, my mum's family are very musical and would have always been singing. Harmonies would have just been natural, I think, to all of us as kids. And then we were listening to what our parents were listening to. We were listening to Simon and Garfunkel and, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, all that kind of, like, you know, harmony-rich music of that time.
And completing the new album, that was probably tricky because of the 5 kilometres and all the times we're living in. Because I gather you're not always living close to each other, sure you're not?
Right now we're actually living pretty much on top of each other. We had recorded the bones of the album in Berlin together. So then it was just kind of the post-production stuff we did separately, and in our own homes or in our parents' homes, we kind of finished it, like, through Zoom, I guess, really.
Yeah, the wonders of Zoom. And Karen, I know you took part in the first Fortnight Mental Health Art and Culture Festival. You know, that took place earlier this month. And you appeared in the My Story, My Song, where artists spoke about themselves and then they performed. It included the likes of Jack O'Rourke and Emma Langford, who was here on with me 2 weeks ago. What was that like for you?
That was actually really lovely because, you know, it made me feel very lucky to be in a group, because I realised that, you know, for us, songwriting and performing, it's really cathartic, and you know, these are some very tough times for a lot of people mental health wise out there, and you know, I found January tough, I think the whole country did, but so it was so nice to suddenly be on chatting to all these other people in the exact same boat and talking about how music has helped them through it. And it was such a lovely evening. They did, first Fortnight are incredible, they did such a great job, and we were delighted to be part of something like that.
And your new album, Awake You Lie, it's released this month, I think on February the 26th. But you're also going to be doing a special live stream show, aren't you, that people can see if they buy the album?
Yeah, so we are really excited about that. Like, obviously, this is strange times for live music, and, you know, gigs with audiences aren't really an option as we know it. But we've been working on this live stream, and we're working with a visual artist from Bray also. She's also an old friend who we went to school with, Ling Heaney. We want to make something really special of it, and it's going to be the first time that we've actually played the album since we recorded it, start to finish, for an audience. So it's going to be on the 25th, just the day before the album comes out, and we're doing that from the Mermaid Arts Centre in Bray.
And has the past year changed the way you create music, both of you?
Yeah, I think, like, there was kind of a lot of pressure at the start. Like, there was so much time, I guess, and there was that pressure to create music and write music. And that's okay not to, you know, which kind of took me, anyway, personally, a while to accept. But yeah, it's definitely, it's also opened up a lot of doors. Like, a lot of musicians are reaching out to other musicians to write songs together and to collaborate more. So there's been its ups and downs, I guess.
And look, 2 weeks ago, as I said, Emma Langford was with us, and she mentioned how she'd gotten into correspondence with Janice Ian and then performed a beautiful cover at 17 for us. But it seems that Janice Ian is quite the champion of contemporary female Irish acts. As on her Facebook page last month, she wrote, "Meet my current favourite trio, Wyvern Lingo." And you recorded a version of her song, "Better Times Will Come." How did this happen?
This is kind of crazy, actually. We were in Berlin at the time, and we were rehearsing away and running around and getting as much as we could done, and we just got an email from Roger in our label saying, he's saying, "Girls, this is a bit mad, but Janice Ian just emailed me. Someone told her about you and she'd love you to be involved in this project." And we just started emailing back and forth, and, like, I mean, really long, lovely, interesting emails. She's just, I mean, it's a really special person that can show humour through email form. She's amazing, and she's so kind, and she just wants to lift other people up. That's the whole point of her project, is to lift up musicians. And getting to know her has just been amazing. I hope we get to meet her eventually.
Yeah, she seems such a wonderful, giving person. She's so generous with her help and everything. Mm. Well, look, Karen and Saoirse, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I wish you the both the very best of luck. And here's Wyvern Lingo with Don't Say It.
I don't wanna fall out of your love. I need to fall back on your love. Don't let me fall. Don't let me fall. I get it. Bye.
My lips as I speak, don't say it.